Flowers. The little boy runs with his face in the wind. He squints to keep the wind out. His arms and legs are pumping. There is such energy and joy in his movements. His little body seems to grow more powerful with every stride, and it looks like he will never stop. But then, as quickly, he stops. He's out of breath and at the same time trying to talk. The words come out in pieces. They do not make sense. He doesn't want to wait to control his breath. The old man bends his back and touches the boy on the shoulder. The touch has a steadying effect, and the boy's breathing slows. He tries again, and this time the words come out. "We got it, Grandad, we got it." "Well done, my boy. I knew I could rely on you." The old man smiles and the wrinkles go around his face and into his eyes. It makes him look young again, like having a second childhood. The boy's energy has not subsided and he dances ahead of the old man on the footpath. The old man follows with a proud, straight back. When they reach the porch, some cold drinks and a bowl of biscuits are waiting. The boy quickly gulps down half of his juice and attacks the plate with biscuits, only half remembering to offer one to the old man. The old man takes the biscuit but doesn't eat it. It's part of a little game between them that neither is really aware of. The old man waits until there are no biscuits left and then gives the last one to the boy. This game makes them both feel good. The child chatters away about the trophy he and his teammates have just won. He describes the moves in the game and relives the winning moments. He ducks and dances around to show how he and his teammates made up the score. As far as he is concerned, there was no other team on the field. The old man follows every movement with his eyes and applauds at the appropriate moments. A car drives up to the house. The man gets out of the car, looks at the two on the porch, and shakes his head. "Are you burning Grandad's ears again with your tails?" He smiles and ruffles the boy's hair. The boy laughs, looks up at his father with adoration, and sprints off the porch towards the car. Within seconds, the car was turned into a hideout from which he could aim at a horde of buffaloes running past.